Hey everybody, Max Kevin here. It's Little Geek Podcast, and not too long. How'd you guys? Did you miss me? I haven't made a podcast in a while. Did you miss me? You've been looking at your podcast app and just been like, "Oh my God, where's the Little Geek Podcast?" There's no I see that. There's the Joe Rogan. I can see the Joe Rogan. I can see that. Whatever fucking podcast I subscribe, where's the Little Cutie Podcast? Yeah, well, you know, I didn't really feel like making one this week, you know. Got a little fat lazy fuck syndrome, you know, no big deal. You know, just kind of, didn't really feel like making a podcast. You know, this used to be daily podcast, you know. I used to do these daily, you know. I guess it's sort of morphed into a weekly podcast, you know. Maybe in the future it'll be monthly, you know. Maybe as my comedy career progresses, I can just make it a yearly podcast, you know, just do one a year, you know, just do like a 50-hour podcast once a year. I think maybe, no one's done that before, you know, it's never been done. Oh, you think Joe Rogan's a pioneer because he had a 3-hour podcast? Well, check out the Little Cutie Podcast, it's going to be 50 hours. It's a 50-hour podcast. I'll have to change the name though, because That's not a little cutie. That's super big cutie. That's a mega cutie. That's a mega size. 50 hours. Dude, you can just binge it though, dude. Just binge it. Just binge it like the TV shows. You guys been binging Squid Games, dude? Dude, fucking binge it, dude. I just binged all those Korean movies, dude. And I ate kimchi. And bulgogi. Fucking binge, and dude, yeah, I've been watching some TV shows here. I've been watching that that show Foundation. Have you guys seen that one? It's based on that book, also called Foundation. I read that book. It was all right, you know. It's about this dude. He makes this mathematics that can like predict what's gonna happen to big civilizations, you know. So, like, there's this galactic empire, and he predicts that they're all gonna, everybody's gonna die, you know? And so they send him to this other planet at the edge of the galaxy there. And they're supposed to, like, make this encyclopedia to, you know, after the collapse of society, they're gonna use this encyclopedia to rebuild the galaxy. But then it turns out, 50 years later, that was all just a ploy or whatever. And actually, this planet's going to take over the galaxy or something like that. And there's like 5 books or whatever about this this planet taking over the galaxy. And, you know, then eventually this character comes in that's like a omnipotent being or whatever to, you know, spread some chaos. You know, I just read the first book and then I read the Wikipedia, you know, because like after the first book, I was like, all right, well. Alright, well, I think I read this enough. I'll just read the Wikipedia. See what happens. See what happens, Larry. You know, thing about this book is like every chapter is like 50 years later, you know, so there's really no main characters, kind of. Anyway, so I was watching that TV show there, you know, and it's got a lot of strong black women, you know, of course. Can't make a TV show right now without having a strong black woman, you know, that's prerequisite. You know, you gotta have like 100-pound black woman beating the shit out of like 300-pound dudes. You know, to show that she's strong, dude. She's strong, you know. the thing about this show, it's got 2 strong black women, right? And they're both the main character, right? So they show the first strong black woman, you know. And then, like, at the end of the episode, they show the next one, and I'm, like, watching, I'm thinking, it's like, wait, is that supposed to be the same girl? Like, is that supposed to be her daughter? And the, God, you can't have 2 strong black women as both main characters. You're fucking confusing me, man. This is the first episode, all right? I'm fucking confused, all right? I don't know what you gotta do, but you can't just be throwing 2 strong black women at me at the same time, man. I can't handle that, all right? You know, I can barely please one small Asian woman, you know? You can't be throwing 2 strong black women at me. I'm not man enough for that, alright? You know? I need some time to compute. You know, anyway, the show's okay. You know, it's all right. It's bad. I guess, is the word I'm looking for. It's just bad. It's kind of bad. The writing's kind of bad. And the acting's kind of bad. And the editing's kind of bad. Yeah, they had this one fight scene. It's got like 500 cuts. It's just like, all right, well. It's like over 10... The fight scene's like 10 seconds. And they cut like 500 times. You can't tell what's going on. It's like, all right, well, both characters have guns. Why are they fighting? You know, it's like, yeah, they have this one. This army like invades this city, and everyone has guns. And then they show like the invasion scene, and everyone's just like smashing each other in the face with the hilts of their guns. Like, well, why don't you just shoot the gun? I mean, it's a gun, right? It's a laser gun. Once your laser gun out of ammo, just shoot the person. Why are you smashing him with the butt of your gun? You know? Just shoot him. Just shoot him in the face. Watch that movie, Dune. Dude, fucking Dune, dude. Dunes. Signed. Dunes. Of course, this movie didn't have any strong black women. I think there was maybe only one black guy. And he was pretty white, you know? He was like the old man. And his skin was pretty light, you know, and he had white hair. So, like, I don't know if that counts. I don't even know if that counts as a black guy, because, you know, of course, there's a lot of white face, I would call it, you know, because, like, some of the characters, they have extremely pale skin, you know. They have, like, makeup to make them look really white. So, I don't know. That's racist, I think. I'm pretty sure that's white faced. I don't think he should do that, you know. I feel very, as a straight white male, I feel attacked. I feel offended. I'm offended. But yeah, the movie was all right. It was all right, you know. It's kind of, I mean, I hope they make the second one, man. I think the second one would be a lot cooler, you know. This one was all right. I mean, it pretty much followed the book. Pretty much exactly, you know. So it's like, I already knew what was going to happen, you know, because I already read the book, you know, and it's just like, I felt that same thing with, like, Watchmen. Like, it was almost exactly the same as the book, so I kind of already knew what's going to happen when I watched that movie, so it's like, it wasn't as good as I had hoped it would be, just because I already knew what was going to happen, and just basically, everything happened as it happened, you know, and, but it was decent, you know, it had some good, cinematography there, and, it was enjoyable, but, yeah, it was alright. You know, I feel like Blade Runner 2049 is better. It's a better movie than Dune. Dunes. Sand. Dunes. Sand. Dunes. Yeah, it was pretty cool there. Let's see what else we got here. What else we got going on? Of course, Paulo Costa fought Marvin Vettori this weekend. Of course, that fight came on at 5 a.m. over here in Japan, so I was like, oh god, I can't watch this, so I just watched the highlights there, and, yeah, fucking Paulo Costa, little fat boy, he's like, oh, daddy, I can't lose weight, I'm 217 pounds, I don't want to go down to 185, I'm a little fat, but I want to keep eating Carl's Jr., I got this Western Bacon Cheeseburger, barbecue sauce, crisp-cut fries, large Dr. Pepper. I don't want to cut weight. Daddy. Yeah, so, you know, a couple days before the fight, Paulo Costa's like, I'm a little fat, boy. I don't want to cut weight, you know? So they made the fight at 205. Just 20 pounds there. And, yeah, I don't know what happened. Maybe I don't know what happened. You got to talk to him. I have no idea, but it's not like he did have ample time to prepare for the fight. And, I don't know, maybe he got the COVID or something, I don't know. I don't know what happened. You know, but anyway, I was thinking of betting on that. I was gonna put money on Costa. Good thing I didn't, because, you know, he just didn't even do that well, you know. I mean, usually he just comes out there first round, second round. Just fucking bulks up on guys, just fucking knocks them out, dude. Just fucking use my power, use my size there, but I don't know, he's kind of scared. He's kind of maybe... Maybe he's still traumatized from Adesanya sexually assaulting him on live TV. And facing no consequences, you know? I mean, basically, he got raped on live TV, and no one was punished for that, you know? I mean, that would probably make your confidence go down, huh? That would make my confidence go down, definitely. Yeah, usually, I don't know, he comes out blazing, but this time he didn't really. Yeah, and he looked like he got tired real quick, you know? And his cardio was never that good, but like in the first round there, he was already tired, so I don't know, maybe he's having some problems cutting weight, and I don't know, dude, but yeah, he lost, Marvin Vettori. He used the Italian power there, the pizza power, the pepperoni power, pepperoni pizza power. Yeah, Marvin Vettori took some hits though, man. He took a couple bangers. You're just watching him take those hits. You're like, oh god, oh that's gotta hurt, oh that's gotta hurt. But yeah, that fight was all right, I guess. It was all right, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Costa's gonna have to fight at 205 now. I don't think. I mean, that's the end of his career, you know, basically, because the only advantage he had at 185 is that he was bigger than all the other guys. You know, that's kind of how he'd win all the time. He just uses size. Like when he fought Johnny Hendricks, he looks like 40, 50 pounds heavier than Johnny Hendricks. You're just looking at poor big rig Johnny Hendricks in there. It's like, oh god, oh no. He's fighting a guy that's 50 pounds heavier than him. Yes, I don't know. I don't think he's gonna do that good at 205 if he has to fight there, because he's not a martial artist to begin with, you know. All he ever did was use his size to bang on boys, to bang on poor little boys. So see, man, that whole division really, it's just Adesanya and Whitaker and everybody else, you know. No one can even compete with those guys. Kind of like that with a couple of divisions, you know, like 145 is basically Volkanovski and Max Holloway. No one can compete with them. Then, I guess that's it there. You know, anyway, on Saturday, I met up with my boys. Went out drinking with the boys. Hadn't seen them in a while. It's been a few months there. It was this dude's birthday. We went to this bar, you know. Beforehand, I'm like pre-gaming, dude, because, like, I don't have a job, you know, can't afford shit. So I'm pre-gaming at the convenience store there, you know, and then we get to the bar and I just buy one drink, you know, just to chill with the boys at the bar with a drink, you know, so I just buy one drink there. $10, dude. Fucking $10. Then my other buddy shows up, he's like, oh, I'll buy a round for everybody. And I was like, no, don't do that, because I don't have any money. I can't buy the next round. He's like, oh, it's all right, I'll just buy you a drink anyway. I haven't seen you in 6 months. I was like, oh, okay. And so he buys everybody around, you know, he gives me another drink, and then, like, my other two buddies, they get some drinks, too. And they don't even drink them. And then they're like, we're going to go get some food. So they leave. So then we got, like, all these extra drinks there. Yeah. And I'm not going to leave anything to waste, you know. So I just chug those down, too, you know. So I drank, like, three more drinks than I had intended to drink, you know. So I was a little hungover on Sunday. Oopsies. Oopsie poopsies. Oopsie poopsies. Yeah, man, I just get hungover so easily, man. But I was really hungover on Sunday there. I was like, oh god, never drinking alcohol again. Never drinking alcohol again. Oh god. You know, anyway, so it's good to see the boys there, you know. It's good to see the boys. Might go out for Halloween, how to loot out of pens, you know. The government there is probably asking people not to go out, you know, because they're like, no, go out. It's too crowded. You might spread the COVID. Even though everybody's got the vaccine now and the numbers are fucking tiny, you might spread the COVID. You know, but I think people are still going to go out, so, you know, might go out Saturday. But also got an interview. I got an interview on Saturday in the afternoon. Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. I've applied to like 15 different schools, you know. Got rejection from all of them, basically. And then this one I applied to, like 2 weeks ago. And then I was re-looking at my cover letter that I sent them, and I noticed a typo in the cover letter. I was like, oh, god damn it. God damn it, I spelled this word wrong in this fucking goddamn typos, dude. Goddamn type, you know, because I had turned off the spell checker, you know? Turn that off. Because, like, I've been writing things in other languages, and when you have that spell checker on, it just underlines every single word, you know, because it's in a different language, so I turned that shit off, you know? And then when I wrote that, when I wrote that cover letter, I made a typo there, and I didn't notice it, and I sent him that cover letter, and then I was like, oh, god damn it. Not gonna get this, you know, so I sent him a new cover letter. I was like, sorry, I made a typo in my first cover letter. Here's another cover letter. And anyway, I got an interview at that place. It was good, you know? The one school where I made a mistake in my cover letter. They're the only ones that want to interview me, which is weird. Which is weird. You know, I think what it is might have been as I changed my picture on my, on my resume, you know, because over here in Japan, you have to put a picture on your resume, you know? It's pretty much required, you know? And even though in America it's prohibited, you know, because they don't want to be racist, you know, but they don't care about that over here in Japan, you know, they'll profile you, you know. And I think maybe in my first picture, you know, I kind of had like mohawk, maybe they didn't think, I don't know, that might be, you know, so I took a new picture, you know, with like, you know, more normal hair. And I got an interview at that place, so I wonder, man, were all these places discriminating against me just because of my picture? Fucking bullshit, dude. Anyway, hopefully that goes good. Hopefully I can get a job there, you know? God, this school, though, it's like an hour away. It's, like, not even that far away, but it's far away from the train station, so you gotta take the train, and you gotta take a bus, and it's just like, oh God, why they build a school so far away from the goddamn train station? It's not even that far away, but it's an hour commute. Fucking bullshit, dude, you know? Hate taking the bus. All the old people smell on there, dude. Anyway, hopefully I get that job, you know? That'll be good. Need some money here. You guys, you want to hear some economic news, dude? Economic news. I don't know if you know this chick, Janet Yellen. She's this old woman. She's an old fat woman. She used to be the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Now she's the Treasury Secretary. You know, basically she's part of the mafia. You know, so they just kind of shuffle her around. You know, because she's a puppet for the mafia. She had this interview there, and she's like looking up at the ceiling or something while she's talking. It's like, what are you doing? I'm pretty sure she was reading a teleprompter. You know, like they asked her a question, and then she's just like looking up, like as if she's reading something. Yeah. And of course she's talking about taxing unrealized gains. Just basically, you know, if you buy a stock, you know, you don't have to pay taxes on it until you sell it, right? And so if it goes up before you sell it, that's called an unrealized gain, you know? And then when you sell it, it's a realized gain, right? So they want to tax unrealized gains, you know? So basically, they want to tax money that you haven't even made yet, that you potentially might make. Can you believe this shit? I mean, this is the most powerful woman. She used to be the most powerful person in America. And this is her retarded idea? These are the people we have in power? Oh my God, dude. Oh my God, dude. Oh my God, dude. You know, anyway, she's an idiot, you know? That's probably why the country's going to shit, you know, anyway. Of course, Tesla hit a new high yesterday, you know? Of course, Hertz Donuts, the car company, said they're going to order 100,000 Teslas. So now Tesla's over $1,000, which pre-split puts it at $5,000. If you guys remember, Elon Musk tweeted that the stock was too high when it was at like $350. Now it's at $5,000. And, you know, you talk to people online, they're like, oh man, Tesla's the future. Tesla's gonna, it's gonna be, ba ba boo, ba ba boo, ba ba boo. It's like, yeah, I don't know about that. What are they gonna take over? I mean, they don't even make cell phones, you know? Apple makes cell phones. All they make is cars and batteries. And they have a lot of competition, and I feel so. Oh God, it's so obvious. There's a bubble, you know. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's everyone. Everyone's retarded. I think that's the problem. Is all the everyone is dumb, and yeah, that's why they're buying this shit. You know, they're buying this this company that can never make money, never make that much money. You know, they'll have to grow faster than any company ever. even like twice as fast than every company ever. And you know, that's why people buy cryptocurrencies, you know, which are literally nothing, you know. I just I don't know. I just never thought there would be this many dumb people, you know. But I guess that's the way it goes. I guess that's the way it goes, you know. We got the most powerful person in America talking about taxing unrealized gains. And I guess she's the norm. She's the norm. You know, I guess maybe should I try to be more funny? I guess maybe I should try to be more funny. You know, I don't know. I think my comedy career is over, to be honest. I think, you know, I said I'm going to make 3,000 little kitty podcasts and then assess my career. But I'm pretty sure I realized it's over already. I don't, there's no hope for me to ever be a comedian, I don't think. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen, Larry. Yeah, you know, I was listening to Anthony Jeselnik. You know, he was doing this interview with the red-haired guy. I forget his name right now. I forget his name, but anyway, it was a great interview. You know, I really respect Anthony Jeselnik. He's a great joke writer. You know, he's one of the he's probably, I'm trying to think of like other comedians right now, because he writes jokes. You know, a lot of these comedians, they just tell stories and shit. Like, all these famous guys, they just tell stories. They don't really write jokes, you know? But Anthony Jeselnik, he's a joke writer, you know? He just writes jokes. And, yeah, that's the kind of comic I want to be, you know? Is a joke writer. You know? And, yeah, he was just talking a lot about comedy, and I kind of agreed with everything I said. I was like, wow, this guy's... I always thought this guy was great, but no, I think he's awesome. This guy's the best goddamn comedian ever, all the time, you know? They were talking about, like, Dave Chappelle's special, and, like, Anthony Jeselnik was just like, he's like, yeah, where are the jokes? There's no, like, I don't know why he's making these specials all the time with no jokes. I don't know. It's like, I don't think I could ever do that, you know, because I'd lose respect for myself, because all I want to do is just write jokes, you know? And, yeah, anyway, that was a great interview. Check it out. Anthony Jeselnik, you know? God, every time I see pictures of the comedians in San Diego doing shows and stuff, I just get really depressed, to be honest. You know, just like, oh, that's where I should be. But I lost all my goddamn money because everyone's fucking retarded buying fucking Tesla and Bitcoin. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, none of my dreams will come true because everyone else is retarded. Oh, God. You know, so that's kind of just some thoughts that have been going through my head for the last couple weeks, you know? Or, you know, this last year. Oh, my God, this podcast is way too long, you know? We're close to 50 hours. We're almost there. We're halfway there to 50 hours. Should I make this podcast 50 hours? Be the first 50-hour podcast. You can tell your friends, be like, oh, my God. Podcast of 50 hours. Well, probably no one even made it this far. You know, anyway, thanks for listening. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow.